Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live from First Class Sounds, it's the voice of DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. It's time for another edition of Big Facts. And this is a special Big Facts because we talk about this all the time. We talk about like body alterations and plastic surgery. And today we have not one of the best, but the best in the game, in the building. Goes plastic surgery.
Shout out to Dr. building. B.
You know what I'm saying?
You. Thank you for having me,
shout
guys.
Out to Nicole.
Yep, hey. Yep, absolutely. What's up, everybody? First off, how's everybody feeling? Everybody's good. We got to do a vibe check on Big Facts. Everybody's feeling well.
Everybody okay?
Exceptional.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. So I'm gonna kind of jump straight into it. You know, me and my wife and me and some of my family members talk about plastic surgery a lot. And there's a lot of things that go along with plastic surgery that make me a little bit uneasy, such as some people don't come back with the same health as before plastic surgery. Some people actually pass away. And there's a lot of, I guess you could say, like side effects and things that can happen. So for a person that's uneasy about plastic surgery or has a preconceived notion that
or
it might not
knowledge.
Be a bad thing. Might be a bad thing. I guess what's the first thing you would say to someone like that?
Well, it's obviously a surgical world, mm-hmm. but we don't look at it like that. We look at it as a beauty world, body transformation world. Our motto is completely different. We're trying to bring an accent more on a body image and self-esteem, and that's what we bring to the table. As per surgical world, yes, it is a surgical world, and there are surgical procedures seriously done. So we look at it from also a serious perspective, obviously, and treat them as such. But for our customers, we'd like to present it as a self-esteem procedure, as a body image. We try to create goals as a basically like a lounge, a cosmetic aesthetic lounge. That's what we're trying to bring there.
So basically, like when you're saying that it's like a body transformation palace and you guys really try to maintain your procedures, is it a situation where you try to like change the person's body, or do you kind of try to like keep what they have and just accentuate it?
Well, basically, everybody born with already preset baseline. I mean, when you're born, you have a certain body type. You have a certain, personality, I would say, yeah. Which made out of bones and other tissues, not just fat. So what we're trying to do is to find the best approach to that particular body and to refine that image of the body has already. Since everybody is different and everybody's body is different, mm-hmm. structurally different, I'm not even talking about into ethnicity right now, but every individual body has its differences. So each procedure being carefully tailored to that particular body image,
okay.
You know, and we're trying to improve actually what the patient already have. I've been telling my patient all the way, I mean, you're born beautiful. I mean, whatever God created beautiful. You know, you cannot argue that fact.
That's what a very diplomatic yes, answer.
What we're trying to do is just to improve your personal view of it.
Right.
How long you been doing this, sir?
Oh, I've been doing it for 15 years already.
So when did the market just start booming for BBLs? Like,
I would say about 5-6 years ago, the marketing started booming for the BBLs, and it's been a good trend since then. And people coming more and more asking for that procedure. So about 5 years.
What's the biggest city? What you think the biggest city is?
Biggest what?
The city. I'm saying, what city you think?
Oh. The city,
make the most money off of surgery.
I would say probably New York.
Mm.
But Atlanta is new and coming and running already and operational. We do plenty of procedures in Atlanta.
You guys have practices in New York, correct?
Yeah, we have 3 medical or surgical units in New York and in New Jersey.
And then
so we have one in Bronx, we have one in Harlem, we have one in New Jersey, in Richfield. So we have already 3 surgical units, and it's actually originated and started in
New York. Wow, but like typically like... Speaking of New York, like you used to only hear about like the surgeries and, you know, the things like that, like on like uptown, like on the richer parts of, you know what I'm saying, New York. So what made you guys want to be stationed for lack of a better way to put it?
Absolutely. And from day one, we started to bring affordable procedure to the okay. public. Mm-hmm. And that's what our motto been from the day one. And we're staying by that even right now. And exactly, that's why we started. We were the first one to actually move the plastic surgery facility in Harlem and then later to Bronx. Yes. We opened in Harlem about 4 years ago. And since then, we've been running that successfully, that practice in there. And I'm very happy about location. In fact, we right now have already 2 and a 3rd location coming in Harlem.
Okay.
So what's the most popular surgery?
The most popular surgery, 95% of our procedures is liposuctions and BBLs, and we do it as a flex scalp. And this is the procedure created by Gold for the past 5-6 years of developing. And a flex scalp is a new procedure that we're introducing.
What's that?
The flex scalp is a unique procedure and technique that used to remove basically 85 to 90% of your body fat of the areas that have been used for the procedure in one session. You just need one session for this.
And how does the flex sculpt procedure differentiate from traditional liposuction?
From traditional liposuction differentiate in a matter of starting with anesthesia. Anesthesia is local, that means patient is awake during procedure. So patient is 100% awake, talking to the doctors, see who's doing his surgery actually in front of him. We put the music. We try to make it a little bit non-surgical way of doing it. We put the music in the room. We have TV in every room. We ask people what they want to listen to, which music. They talk to the doctor. They listen to the music. And the procedure becomes literally bliss. It's just like 2 hours and so on. Done.
Do most people prefer to stay woke?
We prefer them to stay awake for the reason of the flex scalp procedure, because in traditional anesthesia and traditional liposuction and traditional surgery, it is general anesthesia. And the humongous difference between the two.
What are the differences?
Under general anesthesia, you basically get intubated, your body get paralyzed temporarily and flaccid. And technically speaking, you don't even know who is doing the procedure behind this.
So general anesthesia is when you go all the way under and you're completely out of
absolutely
it.
Absolutely out.
Okay.
And you require lots of medication going inside your body. Recovery become much longer. Our patient going home in 40 minutes, literally walking off the table. And we check their vital signs, make sure they're okay. And that's it. They leave the office.
And that's what the local and anesthesia
recovery,
that allows
recovery
them to
time
away.
Also is huge difference, because with the local anesthesia, it's 1-2 days and you're back and up and running and doing up to your business. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit of soreness, but nothing more like that. In the general anesthesia, you have to recover all this bunch of medications that have been placed during anesthesia. And it produces vomiting, it produces headaches, it produces all kind of uncomfort way longer, about weeks after procedure.
You ever had a dude try to get a BB?
You tried to do?
No. I said, have you ever had a dude try to come get a BBM?
Very frequently.
Very frequently.
Yes. Very frequently.
Absolutely. Very frequently. Absolutely. Yes. We cater to them as well. Yes.
We can
the trains, the transgender.
No,
so
man,
Hold on. So you guys have actually performed a butt procedure thing on a man?
Absolutely.
Oh, yep. Not
liposuction,
one.
Liposuction, fat
multiple.
Transfer. Yes. And they're some of the most beautiful bodies on a man. Absolutely.
And you have to understand, it's butt. We're coming back again to the body image. I mean, men, I like I've been saying, also humans. You know, so they also
look,
come to do
I'm
the
saying,
same procedure.
Like, so they put the fat in the ass?
Yes, literally.
Some don't.
Quite literally. We take it from the body and right away transfer it back into to the designated area, I would say. And that area become plump and nice.
Some men also come in for ab etching, just lipo, say if they have love handles and different areas they're not able to address. Yes, we do ab etching as well.
We see it. We're seeing more of that in the hip-hop culture.
In the hip-hop community.
Yeah, people what? Getting certain...
Like
some people...
lipo and six-packs and...
Yeah.
You know, stuff like that. It's a lot of rappers doing it.
So let me ask you, what's people will know, you know, a lot of times people want to take shortcuts and save money and so forth, right? So explain to them the importance of coming to an establishment like Goals as opposed to just taking a flight to... a small country, Dominican,
a third world country,
to
regulate it.
We make it as the number one is that we're making it affordable to almost everybody.
Got you.
That's the most important part. That's why we're so successful in that respect. Another thing is we have a unique way of doing the procedure, and the FlexSculpt is a unique procedure that again been developed for years. Mm. It's from one perspective it's for the comfort of the patient, and from another it's for quality of the result. The quality result is very important to us because we started from that. I mean, we've been talking about body dysmorphic disorder or body image of the patient, and ultimately it leads to self-esteem. So all these procedures and technique are going forward that way, in that channel, to change the body image of the person. So the procedure is designed in that way that it's very easily tolerable by the patient. Literally a couple of hours, that's all it takes. And we try to make it as comfortable, and the doctor has been accommodating during procedure. So it uses specialized cannula and it uses power assist, even with administering fat. When I started in this country doing a BBLs, we've been using injection with a syringe. And it took me about 45 minutes to 1 hour of hard work piece by piece to add that fat, precious fat to the body. Right now, the procedure, obviously, 45 minutes for the patients too. So right now, the procedure literally over the BBL part takes literally 15, 20 minutes with our technique. And it's well tolerated by the patient. Patient don't even know. We usually even tell them, hey, honey, this is just anesthesia coming. And they kind of prepare themselves for something that's extraordinary going to happen right now. But nothing happens. And before you know it, the procedure is finished. We're right away showing the results to the patient. We're making pictures, videos, and show to the patients, which many times results in some tearing and because the body image really transformed in front of your eyes.
So let me ask you this. What is a double BBL? Like, do you get like a double booty or like what the hell is that?
Double booty. Yeah. That's new. We have to work on that. No, there's still one booty. It's still one booty. But the point is we're adding way more area and position fat in such a way that we include the outer thigh area. Because you have to remember.
Also, to basically make the legs match.
In our world, it's all about magic S-curve. The S-curve goes from the sides, and S-curve from going from your back area. So in different way you position the body, you want to see that pronounced S-curve. That's the whole point of it. The double BBL really enhances the result of a regular BBL by adding fat on a certain different area to support the butt, to lift it more, to make a, well, I would say lateral, which is basically outer thigh and going to mid-thigh areas, to enhance S-curve all around the butt. That's what the double BBL is.
Also, double BBL just meaning we're transferring to the butt and the hips. And so usually a BBL just is meaning transfer to the butt. And so when we say a double BBL, we're doing the butt and the hips as well.
At the same time, basically.
Yep.
So it's not like a booty and a half.
No. Like
that. Yeah. I'll just create curves.
Yeah, absolutely.
Creating the curve. Yep. So what you think, in your opinion, when you, from your patient, before and after, when you do a person, what you think changed within that person?
Well, you will see if we do the before and afters and we'll show the before and afters, you will see basically tremendous, and I'm not joking, it's tremendous transformation. You have the area that's called love handles, and that's what you've been asking. Most of us suffer from that. I mean, we have love handles. I mean, obviously, cosmetically suffer. And those love handles is a very unwanted areas for almost everybody. Mm-hmm. That's a flank fat. By removing the flank and at the same time transferring below in the butt and in the hip area, it's completely transformed upside down the S-curve, because the S-curve before was actually a flank and the butt actually started way higher. So what we want to put the butt image on the correct position, at the same time enhance the torso areas. So when you look at it from behind or from the side perspective, you will see a dramatic change in the curve.
Well, I'm saying, what you think it do for the like mental, like confidence and shit? Can you see the difference, like in a patient from when you met them?
Many times I've been doing this for years, and many times I see those people many times crying on a table when seeing the results, because technically it's a dramatic transformation for most of them. And right on the table, they can appreciate what just happened. They never saw this before. They know their body very well.
Yeah.
So it's immediate, you know, gratification for the patient.
So I have like a two-part question, kind of like a before and after surgery. I have a couple of those. But my first one is, before people get these surgeries and these procedures done, is it necessary to get like blood work and or a medical clearance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we are very strict with those terms, because patients come to the office, wanted the BBL done, wanted the body transformation, and we want to make sure the procedure is safe for them. So it's a strict protocol in our office. Every patient that getting any procedure at our office at GOLS require medical clearance from their doctor and a laboratory work. Only after our review, me, myself, and we have other doctors working for us, reviewing all these results, the patient only can get medical clearance from us also as a second stage to get for the procedure.
It's like a two-step verification.
It's kind of two-step verification, because their doctors, many times the doctors send us clearance, but we don't accept it too. So it's not only about those doctors, it's all also from our perspective, because we know our procedure well. And many times we're not doing the procedure for the person for the medical reasons, yes.
Okay, cool. And then after you get certain procedures done, I know, like, I've seen, like, I have friends of mine that have gotten, like, you know, like the BB, the butt thing, and the liposuction and all that kind of stuff. What are those garments called that you have to wear?
They call the Fajo compression garments. Okay. It's an extreme necessity to put it right after the procedure compression, because like I tell patients, when we liposuction the area under the skin, that become empty territory. We liposuction like 85%, 90% of fat out. So between the skin and the muscle, literally there is kind of nothing. But we all know that, you know, empty is never empty. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the magic liquid, which is called edema or swelling, will start substituting in those areas of the tissues that were removed. So what's going to happen, that's too much liquid starts accumulating. That is a magic liquid. It promotes healing. The body doesn't do some of these things. The body is promoting the healing after our what we did. So we need that. However, the amount of liquid should be minimized. And that's what the Faja and compression garment for. That's why we do...
It's called a Faja.
Yeah, in our office, it's called a Faja or compression garment, as you can say it. So it's meant to compress those areas to desired shape from one perspective, to minimize that liquid inside to the minimum, and to decrease that, you know, the area that we've been working on. The patient must wear the Faja about 5-6 months, and it goes through stages, and this Faja it should be for the most part of the day we weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
And that will ultimately result in much better quality of the procedure.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of Black businesses do the same. So I want every Black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and an extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Who are some of the like notable names that of people you've worked on? I don't know if there's like reality stars, athletes, rappers, or anything. Anybody?
Or is
anybody?
That something that you guys can discuss? Or
this is a HIPAA kind of. I can bring multiple.
Okay.
And people on our Instagram knows about all of them because they all become a brand ambassadors or influencer, and we presenting the work to them and during procedures.
Right.
However, without it, we have a HIPAA violation law here, so I cannot kind of.
Okay.
Gotcha. And tell everybody what's the Instagram so that they can go and talk about it.
So our Instagram is Ghost Plastic Surgery at Ghost Plastic Surgery, and you can always visit us on Instagram. And we're glad to accept you as a follower.
What's your background? What made you want to be this type of surgeon?
Well, that's a long story, but to make it short, I always loved the cosmetic world. It was my motto during my years when I graduated from medical school. I wanted I've been become an emergency room physician and spent there 8 years in Amherst Hospital. You saw it all on TV. During COVID times, it's been on New York TV every day. It's one of the busiest hospitals in New York. I spent there 8 years working in, as an emergency room physician. But my inspiration and always wanted to work in a cosmetic field. And I started slowly but surely working in a cosmetics field. I've been doing all kind of fine injectables and transforming patients' faces. And we start doing even at one point laser liposuction. And from that moment, it was just I just found myself right there, because now I couldn't transform not just the faces and become basically a total body transformation. I can do faces, I can do the, and the patients basically appreciate that. And we do it all in one place, under one roof.
Is that where the most money at now?
The money right now? I don't know where's the most money right now.
But, certainly cosmetics
produce some.
It's a booming business. Yeah.
I'm saying out of all the surgeries.
All different types of surgeries, yeah.
All different types. And we do plenty of surgeries. We do, besides the liposuction, we do breast implants, we do tummy tucks, we do full array of plastic surgery procedures and cosmetic procedures.
Aesthetics.
And you got all fillers. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You guys offer a lot of aesthetic procedures, correct? Yeah.
Chemical peels, which is the Voskin peel, wood therapy. We have M-Sculpt.
M-Sculpt has laser hair removal.
You guys do the vagina tightening too,
Votiva,
right?
Yeah, yes. We do Votiva, we do vagina tightening, yes.
Oh, okay.
How you tighten it on?
Don't ask for before and afters, please.
How do you tighten them up? How you tighten them up?
Well, it's a special radio frequency device that produce amount of energy that basically tightens up the inner wall of the vagina after several sessions of the procedure.
That's they're going to get their body numb and their pussy loose the head.
Bleaching, intimate.
So do y'all push that? Y'all should push that off on them. Like, you should get your shit tightened too.
It should be
that
a
should
combo.
Be a package deal.
Loose it tight too, right?
So are there any? Are there any procedure like that or other ones? Are there any potential side effects or anything that people should be aware of? Like, hey, if you do this, this could happen.
Our audience probably been reading a lot of on the market. There are a lot of Instagram on the internet. It is a surgical world at the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, it is a beauty procedure, but we have to treat it seriously. It is a surgical. And that's, in our case, it's one of the beauty of the FlexSculpt, because procedure done under local anesthesia. I'm going to just give you a quick example. Under general anesthesia, body become completely flaccid, meaning there is no response from the patient whatsoever. Once the patient has become unresponsive, and that's the intent of anesthesia, actually, all the body tissues become flat and the muscles are not responding. Mm-hmm. So in our world, the muscles are all there. So for us, puncture somebody or to do certain bad things to the body, it's almost impossible, because we always have a feedback on the patient's side, because patient is awake. So if I'll go to a wrong area, patient will definitely tell me that. Mm-hmm. Right? And that's a beauty of local of anesthesia, and that's the beauty of the FlexSculpt.
And I got a better understanding of it, actually, because I was able to visit the facility and actually like see one of the procedures getting done, because I've always been like curious about it and like wanted to know, because I have lots of friends that have done like several things or whatever, but I just never knew the specifics of it. And we'll get to that, like what I saw and all of that stuff, but it was extremely interesting. It was very interesting.
I do want to add that the patients are completely relaxed though, so we do give a combination of medications as well as nitrous, and so the patients on top of the local anesthesia. So if you think
nitrous
about
is like laughing gas, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like laughing gas, and sometimes the procedure actually become a little bit funny because
patients will be laughing.
And the patients actually laughing, and I've been saying you laugh your way through the procedure. You know,
What's the best ways like for the scars, like?
No. We don't really have scars. This is not a liposuction, if we're talking about it. It's not really surgery. It's a surgical procedure. And we do like 4 or 5 millimeter holes in the body. That's
so it's minimally invasive.
It's minimally invasive.
Tummy tucks. What about tummy tucks?
Well, tummy tuck is a wide, big cut that's supposed to be done for every patient entering the tummy tuck, because you have to remove the flap of skin that's extra skin, and the skin is, doesn't have any more power to your truck, so it doesn't go anywhere. It's already hanging. And the only way, and I've been basically saying, you know, you have to take... It's like a tailor. You have to look at it as a tailor. You know, you have to do custom alteration because you're wearing, like, say, double extra large skin on a large size body. So what you're going to do with all this extra skin? You have to trim it. Yeah. And that's what the tummy tuck is.
We do have something in between that's a little less invasive. We do J-plasma as well. And so if you don't actually need the full skin cut, say you just might have a little bit of loose skin.
There's certain patients just have a little bit of a skin looseness. And certainly we use a J-plasma during procedure for skin tightening. And that works many times a miracle. Because the skin become over course of a couple months after procedure really, really tightens up with that. And it's very easy to tolerate because patients are already under anesthesia. It doesn't even hurt. They don't even know that I'm doing that procedure.
Look, this is what I want to know. How do you and like the other doctors in your practice, what am I trying to say, deal with the patients that you have with unrealistic expectations?
That's a common problem for every practice in the cosmetic world. First of all, we obviously have a massive explanation of exactly what the procedure will be.
Pre-procedure.
Okay. How the procedure would be performed and what the patient can have and cannot. Again, the procedure is tailored to the patient's needs from one perspective, but there is certain limitation to what we can do. Right. So we have, let's say, three kids, and the lower side is have a lot of stretch marks, and it's already hanging, which is normal. I mean, 70% of women suffer that. We still can do liposuction and BBL, but we tell the patient, obviously, hey, there is a lower part there that it's, the skin is not really anymore retracting. We have to follow that and do at least a mini tummy tuck or full tummy tuck later on to complete the image.
And then I was looking online also, like, isn't there like a certain amount or a certain number of liters of fat that you can take out?
Well, yeah, Georgia law is a 4 liters of pure fat.
Okay.
And it's a large amount, let me tell you. This is a large amount of fat. I mean, in New York, it's like 5 liters. In Georgia, it's 4 liters. But this is a large amount can be taken during one procedure. If we're going to show all these buckets of fat, you would be amazed how much it is. And you don't measure fat by liters. Liters means not weight. Liters mean volume, meaning it's what it takes as a size-wise on the body, not what's on a weight scale. So you don't treat it as 4 liters or 4 kilograms or 8 pounds of fat. Don't look at it that way. It's this amount of fat is very lightweight, but it occupies a lot of volume. So the body image is really a volume problem, not really a weight of it.
And then I know, like, I was, because before we interview you guys, I've been, like, doing some of my own little research online. It's a lot of people that, going back to the unrealistic expectations, that want to get everything done at one time. So how do you deal with the people that want to get everything done at one time, but that don't understand, like, they could really hurt themselves by doing that?
And that's what our role is to give them a full explanation so they understand. We're there to care for them,
right?
And not just to come and be a chop shop and do the procedure, whatever they desire. We also have to make sure that if the patient doesn't understand, that the procedure is on the safety level and also comfortable to the patient.
Right.
So the huge mommy makeovers that have been done over 6-7 hours under general anesthesia, you have to understand the longer the anesthesia, general anesthesia specifically, the more complication, the chance of complication after procedure. So maybe there is only one word here, convenience. There is nothing else. So right. You try to make its elective, regular procedure safe, not just like come and do everything at one time. You don't need to do
that. Right.
So we try to explain that to the patient. Oh, many times patients appreciate that.
What makes a procedure risky?
Well, the procedure risky, like in every surgical world, doesn't matter. It's a technique. It's a person have to know and be comfortable doing the procedure. If we're talking about surgery.
No, I'm saying like what makes it risky from like a patient.
A
like,
point
obviously, if you have a cardiac conditions or you have seizure disorder, epilepsy.
Or like those, blood clots or something.
Yeah, blood
like
clots.
That.
I mean, we choose not to perform those procedures. There's certain people of them can be still maybe done somewhere in the hospital, but it's risky for them. And if we give them full explanation why we're not doing this procedure.
Yeah.
Because technically, there is nothing more precious than your life.
Right.
And you don't want to risk your life for a butt, right? So I would say so. Mm-hmm.
They will, right?
Yeah.
In pre procedures or post procedures, do y'all also like tell people that they should do other shit? Like you should work out to keep this up
and or change your diet.
Change your diet because.
It's a little bit different because we post procedures, they have to actually maintain their weight or sometimes even to gain 5-6 pounds up. Remember, we're doing BBLs and it's made out of fat. So the areas that we trust, we don't want to lose that fat. We don't want to diet it. And that's exactly what's a FlexSculpt.
I never thought about it like that.
FlexSculpt is designed. FlexSculpt is a cheating procedure. We do your diet for you. Yeah, I am basically going in a 2 hour steak, all this fat for the body. That's what you want to diet for. So we're already going to improve your body, but we're also adding the fat to the buttocks. And that fat have to be sustained and stay there. So you have to actually gain. Those areas that we did on your body and remove those 80, 90% of fat will not really come back. Because if we stay within your weight 10, 15 pounds plus minus, this procedure result will stay. It will not go anywhere.
Okay, so my next question is, if I was thinking about like becoming a mom or thinking about getting pregnant or whatever, in your opinion, would you suggest surgery before the pregnancy or after?
Well, definitely after, because especially if you're already coming and you planning to have a baby, obviously you're not coming to the plastic world before that. So we have to wait until the childbirth, and we usually advise 6 months after childbirth
to give your body a chance to settle down.
We can examine you first. Right. We want your uterus to go back to where it belongs. We want your belly to retract, and we'll see the collateral damage that the pregnancy brought.
So, what you do as a person who ain't got no fat to transfer, but they want to ask, what you do?
Well, we basically don't do the procedure.
No, I'm saying is, but you got to put some fake shit in there.
No, we can't. Nobody can in the United States. It's illegal. There is no, and many people do suffer from that. And we've been forced to remove and suction their buttocks and suction those materials out of the butts. Because technically speaking, this is a foreign substance that gets injected. And many times it's injected in some basements or some houses. And this is not supposed to be done. Okay, in this country it's illegal, so obviously we're not doing it. It can be major complications for the patients.
We do perform skinny BBLs, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and so the smaller the patient, it's going to be small results because you're tiny.
I mean, there are other substances that we can also give to the patients for easy improvement from previous BBL or people who doesn't really have fat. We can do sculpture for them. We do spider butt lift. We have other procedures in a way there to, you know, to do.
Give a little volume.
So with sculpture, you ain't got to add nothing. You just take it and make what it is.
And we advise them to gain some weight. Too.
Oh, so if somebody coming out too skinny, you'd be like, just eat for a couple of months and come back.
Yeah, and we even tell them what's the diet supposed to be, what the calorie intake supposed to be, what they have to do. And we even tell them that you have to be re-examined 2-3 months once you gain a certain amount of weight and see, because it's supposed to be a certain amount of fat that makes feasible to do the procedure. We don't lie to patients. I mean, I usually tell the patient, listen, there is no fat right now in your body to transfer, but I can help you and guide you how to do this. You can go home. We're going to stay together. You're going to gain some weight. Come. We're going to look it, and the first sign that I can do the procedure and make it, we're gonna make it.
Now, I got a real question, man. How did you develop the stomach for it? Because a lot of people can't look at a lot of this shit. Like,
it's just naturally being a doctor, a physician. I mean, we get used to this.
Did it start like, it didn't start like that though? Like, you had to develop the stomach.
It's
like a resistance to that, or like, were you just naturally like?
For us, it's a profession.
Right.
And this is basically a professional level procedures.
Gotcha.
For us, the surgery is just for architect doing architecture for engineering. We're just doing surgeries. So we're not even thinking about it. It's absolutely normal. We're thinking about the quality of the procedure, what we have to cover, how we do it, comfort of the patients. That's what we think about. Not the blood or feeling disgusted by that. No, of course not.
So look, I have a question, another question.
It's a human tissue. You have to respect it.
Right, for sure.
Like, I'm sorry about all the questions or whatever, but it's just a lot of shit I want to know about this. So I know that we were talking about like previously, like the male BBLs and stuff like that. But Do you guys have any procedures that you perform on, like, transgender people?
Absolutely. And again, we're going back that everybody is different. Oh, now ethnicity or sex is all different.
Right, right.
So for, let's say, male-male procedure, it's supposed to be tailored for particular buttock shape. It's not supposed to be overdone. There's certain body image that says this is a male and this is a female, and we have to go with that.
Right.
Okay. For transgenders, obviously, we go with what's desired by the patient. Mm-hmm. The okay. patient have to tell me what the patient want, and we have to deliver that result.
Okay.
Okay. I don't usually...
Are there any, like, specific procedures, like, outside of the BBLs or anything that would be, I guess, customary for a transgender person to get to make them look more like the opposite sex, maybe?
Certainly, there is a breast implant mm-hmm. for them. I mean, we're not talking about sex reassignment surgery here because...
But how do you give, like, a man or a person that wants to be a woman, like... that has, like, just a flat chest with, like, flat skin. How do you get
them? You can do the fat, like, transfer to the chest, too. You can add a fat in their area. Again, breast is made out of fat. Okay.
And so you can really just basically take the butt off and, like, make
yeah,
the boobs.
And you can do several procedures to enhance it. And piece by piece transfer it there, yes. And you can increase the breast size.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely.
That's
and
really
later on, once you can build the breast site, you can even put a smaller implants to create a real, you know, appearance of the breast.
Oh,
would it?
And it's all can be done. And it's all can be done under local anesthesia with no
okay,
problems.
Okay. Okay. Cool. Mm. That's crazy. It's I never knew that. I've seen like, you know, transgender people that have guys that have gotten, like, breasts that kind of look really good, but I've always wondered, like, how that flat skin is able to stretch out and, like, make those things like that. Like,
and we have one of our doctors who I did his procedure
mm-hmm.
live. We did a live procedure, and
it went on live.
Yeah, well, he went live. We went live.
No, not live. Not live. He said on live.
On live.
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to say.
Yeah. We showed level. The doctor, and we showed that procedure for the doctor. And, you know, we were talking during procedure, and it was doing his flanks liposuction.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
It took 11 years to get to this sale. The NYX Anniversary Sale is on now at knix.com. Celebrate the intimate apparel company that has reinvented products for real life with one of NYX's biggest sales of the year. Get 30% off all leak-proof apparel from the number one leak-proof brand in North America, including period underwear, swimwear, activewear, and more. Millions of people have made the switch to NYX leak-proof underwear, and there's never been a better time for you to try. Save 30% on super comfortable, machine-washable, and great-looking underwear that's perfect for periods and light bladder leaks. Choose from a variety of colors, styles, and sizes, from extra small to 4XL. You can even match your leak-proof underwear with an incredibly supportive and comfortable NYX wireless bra. Don't miss this chance to stock up on your NYX favorites or try something new. It only happens once a year at NYX.com. That's KNIX.com for the NYX Anniversary Sale. Hurry, the sale ends on Monday, May 13th. Go to NYX.com. That's KNIX.com.
So, Bank had asked this question before we got on there. Like, again, repeat, how many procedures have you said you've done?
Me personally, probably in excess of 7,000 procedures. At Goals, we did probably over 25,000 procedures. And out of that, BBLs and liposuctions, probably 24,000 procedures.
So, about 97%.
97%, yeah.
Damn. Mm.
So, yeah, we've been a body specialist for years and BBL specialist for years. Mm.
So wow. The BBLs, when it started out, y'all have been kind of slow. And the BBL got shit popping, huh?
BBLs, yes. Well, it's popping, exactly. Yeah. And we make it popping.
No, really.
Yes.
I seen some of your work, though, because I check your page out. You fire, bro.
Yeah, and we try not to. Everybody's also different. Everybody's looking at it that doesn't have a personality. It does have a lot of personality. So the bot image on every person is a little bit different. Mm. You know, right. And that's what also gets tailored to the patient. I mean, if you are 6 foot tall, you cannot have a bot that's very low. So we try to rise it. In a contrast to the patient who has a very short stature, we have to position the bot correctly.
We just said it.
And actually increase the size of the body. I mean, how tall she is. Because we actually can fix that. Because by putting the bot a little bit lower, you're going to add a couple of inches to your height.
Yeah, we just said that. You can't take a Toyota Corolla frame and stretch it out and make it a Chevy Tahoe. Mm. And you can't take the Chevy Tahoe frame and shave it down and make it a Toyota Corolla. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't ask for a Tahoe.
So y'all are helping people achieve their body goals. But as a company, as a collective, what are some of y'all goals? Like, where are y'all trying to take it?
Well, that's where I want to take it. Right now, the company is all across the Eastern Seaboard. We have our presence in New York as a start. We came to Atlanta and been extremely happy about it. And we're
about
Atlanta.
To open another flagship clinic.
Yes,
downtown,
we're
going
to try to open another flagship clinic coming in a couple of months. And stay tuned. It's going to be there soon. We're opening in DMV one clinic probably in a month. It's going to be already operational. In Maryland, in Washington, D.C., and Miami is hot and coming right now.
Oh, wow.
So who y'all direct competitor? You ain't got to tell me. We tell me. I ask you.
That's confidential.
Yeah, that was
my direct competitor is my wife. That's my direct competitor.
Is your wife?
Yeah.
Why she don't want to get on camera? Why she don't like to get camera?
We'll stay confident.
That's my girl. She's running shit in the background. Yeah.
So what are y'all doing? Some fun shit, like just culturally. Like, do y'all listen to hip hop and rap and shit, or do y'all what do y'all do to tell us a little bit? What y'all do to kick it?
While y'all doing the procedure, I am mostly hip hop. Listen to the hip hop because that's what the patient desires.
They want
to
hear
right. These procedures.
They want to hear some little baby. You know,
yeah.
What artists? Where's
some Pooh Shiesty?
Some Pooh Shiesty. Why they getting cut off?
But me myself, I would listen to the reggae or something like that. I just like that thing, and it actually helps the procedure, and it's kind of going there, you know, with the moves. It keeps a beat with the procedure. But we ask patients what they want to hear, so I follow the patient wishes.
Mm. You know. Oh, you ain't even paying no attention to you focus on your job.
Of course we focus on job, but again, during our procedures, the patient is awake. And we're not just focusing on a job and doing our technical procedure. There is awake and alive patient on the bed that talking to us. So we basically have maintaining the full communication with the patient, talking during procedure, you know, any subjects, whatever the patient like to. We're trying to make it comfortable. You know, we're not trying to make it, you came here for surgery and we're going to do your surgery right now. So lay down on the table. We're not doing those things. So the patient invited to the room, we put her in, we do a marking, we discuss a procedure right before the procedure. We put on a bed, we started administering the anesthesia. It takes literally 10-15 minutes for anesthesia to work, and the patient just feel a little bit of pressure maybe during anesthesia. Nothing much. We leave patient with a nurse in the room, and 10-15 minutes later we're starting the procedure, and you feel mostly vibration during procedures. That's why what I'm saying all this, the patient's so comfortable, they have, they listen to the music and they have time to talk to us. Many times they talk about the lives, they talk about the families and business and all kind of things. I mean, and it's quite interesting. You can maintain a bonding with the patient during the whole procedure.
Which one do they come ask for the most?
Like what's the most popular celebrity that inspires the looks that the different girls want?
Probably, well, obviously everybody is saying Kardashian right now. I mean, Kardashian is one of them, and probably that's the mainstay there for that image.
Well, Jada, Cardi B lately Jada there too.
Jada,
Jada. Yes.
Absolutely. Are they coming and saying they want their Jada?
Absolutely.
Well, no, no, they coming and saying, I want this bike.
They come show you the picture.
Yeah, they show the pictures. Oh, and that's another thing.
My girl Jada,
they
basically
show the pictures of all kind of celebrities, all kind of Instagram pictures, and it's our job actually to explain how the procedure for her body is going to be there and what we're going to do for her. And again, we're trying to improve self-image of that person. We're not trying to make a Cardi B out of somebody and certainly not Kardashian out of somebody. It's going to be that person with a way improved body.
With a new and improved image.
Because if you already born with that little S, you really ain't going already in the right direction.
I mean, you don't want a plastic surgery of the face that you need to change your passport after, right? You want a plastic surgery that still keep you as you, with a much better, much better perception, much better image of it.
But what if you just built wrong? Like your body just fucked up. What you do? Well, I'm just being 100. If your body just fucked up,
sorry.
We still have to approach the patient, and we still explain what we can do. Obviously, still try to do the procedure.
You ever got somebody get up on the table and be like, man, this ain't what I asked for?
Oh, there are a lot of stories that we have, of course.
Give us one.
Sometimes the patient get out of the table. I cannot tolerate this. I didn't want to do that. And again, it's really sometimes we deal with people. It's a people business. You know, but most in 99% of cases, this is very easy and tolerable procedure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we deal with people. People are people. People being humans, you know?
And shit happens.
Have you ever did a procedure and you looked at it like, I fucked that up?
No, not really. Not really. But I always been honest to the patient. There are certain areas sometimes, let's say in my vision and I did a procedure and something can be change there. I was changing it before, but the point is our procedures already have such a strict protocol, and it's basically every doctor participating is doing exactly the same procedure and exactly in the same protocol of the FlexCol.
So let me ask you this. Okay, I asked you about the patients that have unrealistic expectations, but how do you deal with patients post-op that complain about their results but they didn't do what was needed to maintain themselves after surgery that basically made them not look how they wanted to look?
Well, you certainly have to take time explaining that. You're bringing before and after pictures and showing what should be before. We weigh the patient. If you stay within your weight, plus minus 2-3 pounds, there will be absolutely no changes. But if you gain 20-30 pounds after procedure in the liposuction area, that's a significant amount. And it might change not just that area, but the areas that you didn't do the liposuction. And it's actually will change the body image. So, but it's hard work. You have to sometimes deal with the unhappy patients and the patients who are unrealistic with their expectations. Even though before we address all this, we still have to approach, our job is nicely approach the patient and explain him all this pros and cons. Many times the patient have to go for a round two for the procedure. Later on, if they gain tons of weight and they really change, well, you know, we need to do a second round sometimes. And many patients sometimes benefit of a second round because you can collect more fat and actually add on to the butt. Why not?
Follow-up is very important. So I tell the patients that we do half the procedure for you today, but the second half is going to be how you maintain it when you get home. So we have certain instructions. You don't put any pressure on your butt or hips. Your diet, clearly. We have lymphatic drainages, massages, as well as the FAHA. So the combination of all these things together.
And it's a requirement that goes.
Yeah, it gives you your maximum results.
Let me ask you this about the lymphatic drainages, right? So the lymphatic drainage, from my understanding and from my YouTube tutorial, is when after surgery, like the fluids and stuff are draining out. But the fluids that are draining out are actually the fluids that were put in to kind of help numb what was going on, right?
Yeah, so I think we have a combination of two things. So we have our local anesthesia, which is what gets the patient numb. And so we fill the patient up with this local. But there has to be somewhere for this local to go postoperatively. So after the procedure, a lot of it comes out during the procedure, during the liposuction, but there is going to be a lot that's still remaining after, and then as well as just your normal body processes.
That'd be them tubes.
So we keep patients open.
We don't have nothing.
Yeah.
There's no tubes. We don't even stitch those incisions during local. We don't even need to stitch them because we need them actually open to drain. We want to remove that liquid.
That's why those drain tubes.
No, we don't put the drain.
That's for tummy tucks and those in the bigger procedures. So for the liposuction with BBL, we put
a liquid or anesthesia in the body, which is basically gone within 24, 48 hours of the body. Later on, because of the surgery was performed in that area, the body produced edema, swelling. That's what natural thing is.
How long does it take for the swelling to completely go down?
About, I would say, from 3 to 6 months, it will be completely out. But Three to six months, the liquid, because it's a healing process. Yeah. So you have to be a little bit patient with the healing process, but result cosmetic-wise, you will see tremendous results kind of even looking as a final about 2-3 months. But the body even beyond that will be continuing healing, and what's needed is the skin will retract because it's not just the liquid goes away. The skin will accept new position and new desired shape with the help of FAHA and compression garment. All this necessary to sculpt the body, and that's what we do. Do body sculpting.
That's big.
So what's the like when you say when y'all saying sculpturing, right? What's that procedure like? How long is it?
Well, it's about 2 hour procedure, more or less. Depending on the patient, amount of fat, situation, height, weight.
What that is like, lipo, a lot of lipo.
The patient will see how the fat is basically leaving their body.
I'm saying, like, what's the sculpting procedure like?
The sculpting procedure, well, it starts with a marking process, which is also unique, and we develop certain marking and positioning of the holes. So, and the markings is different from individual to individual, which is, that's what we're doing for sculpting.
Okay.
So to sculpt the body, we have to perform the same procedure technically, but again, we're going back to the same question. Everybody is different. So we have to sculpt the body according to what this particular body needs. And sculpting means, again, creating all this curve and positioning and knowing the anatomy of the patient and positioning in desired shape.
Can you get a sculpture without doing a BBL?
You can do just a liposuction and do the liposculpture.
Yeah, that's what I would ask.
Yeah, so you can just sculpt the body. BBL is an addition of fat as the patient desires. If the patient desires that we want a bigger butt or restore my butt volume, we certainly that's what BBL designed for.
You want to just come take it out and sculpt your shit.
Flex sculpt and liposuction part is basically to remove the fat from undesired areas and to sculpt those areas even without the BBL.
Okay.
Cool.
Any questions?
Well, don't
very informative. Very informative. I learned a lot. I'm sure the people
I feel like
have
I'm doing consultation right now.
Yeah.
Like, we want to get in your business, man. We want to know your back, what your life is, what you do when you're not doing procedures.
I'm doing BBLs. No, I'm doing.
So let me not ask you this, because this what is something that I ask everybody that comes here or whatever. Like, as far as like a bucket list, what's on your bucket list? And I want you to like just kind of talk about a little bit, like somewhere that you want to travel that you've never been, something that like outlandish that you want to eat that you've never eaten, like anything like that.
It's very hard to make
like
a reservation in Atlanta, honestly saying.
Say what?
Dinner reservations. It's hard to make a dinner reservation in Atlanta.
You need more restaurants here.
Mm. So, but yes, I love cooking, and that was my passion.
What do you cook?
Mostly, I mean, we're coming from Russia. I'm born in Russia in the southern part in Azerbaijan, which is basically like a Turkish cuisine, Middle Eastern cuisine.
And okay.
That's what I've been my passion. If I wouldn't be a plastic surgeon,
do you have a favorite wine?
Here, I would probably, yeah, go be cooking all day long.
You got a favorite wine?
Favorite wine? Probably from red wines is Malbec, Sauvignon Blanc from mostly New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. And what about
but I love old fashioned, so I'm in the right place here in Atlanta.
Yes. And what about a place that you've never been that you want to go?
For me personally, my dream was to go to Amazon River.
Oh.
That was my personal dream was always.
So do you like wildlife and rainforest and stuff like that?
No, it's just a childhood dream. And I just wanted to see it, and that's, we've been traveling all over the world, and I love traveling. I've been everywhere in Europe and France and Germany and everywhere. I mean, you name it.
Okay.
But that's what my goal probably since traveling.
I can dig that.
So my final question is, would either of you two get a procedure? And if y'all would get some type of procedure, who would y'all trust to do the procedure? Obviously, you would say
Dr. V only.
Okay.
I would say Nicole. No, yeah. No.
Have you ever gotten any procedures, thought about procedures?
When the patient asked me some of those, did you do that procedure to yourself? I said, what, I'm crazy? No, okay. But I'm joking, of course. I mean, I would trust all my doctors to the procedure. Again, we developed a unique protocol, and that protocol is enforced on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Every doctor gets a quality control and check. All our doctors doing literally the same type of procedure with the same vision, and it's a goals vision.
To the gold standard, always, all the doctors. Yeah. So we can, you might be assigned Dr. ATL because all of our doctors are going to do it to Dr. Voskin's standard. He's trained all of them individually. Mm. And so the same technique is used by all the doctors.
Mm. Okay.
That's what it is. I hope a lot of people got a lot of information from this. I definitely learned a lot of shit.
I did too.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of good shit.
What about you, babe? What you learned?
I'm trying to see what Depo got going on.
I bet he's going to have a consultation. We're just not going to go.
Yeah. We're going to do that off the record. Like.
Because he asked so many questions about BBL. I know where he's going.
Yeah. No BBS.
No names.
Hippo.
Right. Like some mobsters, man. I'm trying to see what's going on with that other thing. We'll come back to that, man.
Part two. Nice having me.
Part two.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Big shouts out to Dole's Plastic Surgery for blessing us with their time.
Dr. V, Nicole, everybody.
Absolutely. Y'all tap in if y'all need that work. www.bigfaxpod.com. Salute.
You're listening to Big Facts with Big Bank and DJ Scream. Follow Big Facts on social media at Big Facts Pod. Big Bank and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfaxpod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
BigFactsPod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfaxpod.com. Visit now.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.